Takiwātanga in his, her, their own time and space.
Being cool. The kids that are in his class that have autism, super cool.
Autism's about a different perspective on life.
And once you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person.
There is nothing wrong with having autism, you know. It's accepting it. Once you know you've got it, and accept it, get on with life a lot better, you know.
They bring change. They are non-judgmental.
Being different ways to thinking.
I'm autistic. If you don't look autistic, it is a very ableist statement.
Autism is a label. Forget the label and just live as normal life as possible. Autism is about hope.
Takiwātanga. Love Not Cure, exploring autism one strength at a time.
What is a core board and how it may help your autistic child's learning? When it comes to supporting the learning and communication needs of children with autism, there are various tools and strategies available, one of which is a core board, CoreBoard, which can play a crucial role in enhancing communication skills. In this episode, we'll explore what core board is and how it can benefit your autistic child in learning. So in my personal opinion, I think based on how I see or how I understand the core board, this I think can also help other children, not just for autistic children. This may help neurotypicals as well who are delayed in learning, in my opinion, who are delayed in speech or who are delayed in their communication skills. So just my opinion. Based on how I see it. Understanding autism and its impact on learning. So we just need to understand why core board is important. Let's just go back a little bit in past episodes, the definition of autism. So autism is also known as autism spectrum disorder. And this is a developmental disorder that affects communication, social interaction, and behavior. Individuals with autism often face challenges in understanding and expressing their thoughts and emotions. These difficulties can hinder in their learning and overall development. However, with the right support and interventions, individuals with autism can thrive and reach their full potential. So one of the challenges is communication. The introduction of core board may help autistic children in their learning, in upskilling their learning communication. So the role of core boards in supporting communication. Core boards are a type of augmentative and alternative communication, commonly known as ACC, which is a tool that can assist individuals with autism in expressing themselves. They consist of a grid with symbols or pictures representing words, phrases, or ideas. By pointing or touching these symbols, individuals can communicate their needs, wants, and thoughts effectively. I'll probably put a link in the description on what core boards look like, just to give you an example. So there is no intention of copyright infringement in here, so you will know or you will have an idea what a core board will look like. Here are some key features and benefits of using core boards for individuals with autism. Number one, visual support. Core boards can provide a visual representation of language, making it easier for individuals with autism to understand and use communication. The visual aspects helps them make connections between words and meanings. Number two, promotes independence. So with core board, individuals can independently express their thoughts and needs without relying solely on verbal communication. This promotes autonomy and reduces frustrations. Number three, vocabulary expansion. Core boards can be customized to include a wide range of vocabulary relevant to the individual's needs and interests. This allows for the continuous expression of their language, skills, and vocabulary. Number four, communication partner support. Core boards facilitate effective communication between individuals with autism and their communication partners, such as family members, teachers, or therapists. It enables better understanding and engagement during interactions. Using a core board can significantly enhance the communication skill and overall learning experience of individuals. It provides a tangible and accessible method of expression, fostering independence and facilitating meaningful connections with others. This is a powerful tool that can greatly support communication for individuals with autism They provide a way for nonverbal or minimally verbal individuals to express their wants, needs, and thoughts, leading to improved communication and interaction skills. So how a core board works? A core board works by using a set of vocabulary words, which are essential words needed for most communication. These are core words, core, C-O-R-E. These core words are organized on the board. That's why it's called core board, core word, which is organized on the board, core board. Okay, makes sense. Allowing the user to point or touch the corresponding symbol to communicate their message. The symbols are on the core board are often accompanied by visual cues or written labels to assist with comprehension. Using a core board encourages the individual to participate in a back and forth communication exchange. It enables them to initiate communication by selecting symbols on the board, and their communication partners can respond accordingly. Mm-hmm. This back and forth interaction helps develop social reciprocity skills and promote the development of more complex language skills over time. The core board or core boards can be customized to meet the specific needs and abilities of the individual. They can be as simple as a small portable board or as advanced as a digital device or app with additional features like voice output or predictive text. The choice of a core board depends on the individual's preference and level of communication skill or skills. So how to implement a core board? Number one, selecting appropriate vocabulary and symbols. So this is the first step in implementing this core board, which is we select the appropriate vocabulary and the symbol that will be used. And it's important to choose symbols and words that are relevant and meaningful to the child. This can be done by considering their interests, needs, and daily routines. Additionally, it's essential to include core boards or core words that can be across or can be used across different contexts and activities. In my son's case, what we have done or what we are currently doing is we have modified the core board in such a way that it's relatable for him. So what do I mean by that? There are different types of core board. The one that is assigned for him is an Asian looking child in a form of an image, so that it's going to be relatable for him and he can see that the image resembles him. Obviously it's a male child. And then if you have a female child, the core board that will be assigned to you in case you're using a core board or you will be using a core board will be a female child looking image. Otherwise, it's not going to be relatable unless it's kind of like resembles the image of your child. If that makes sense, I'm trying to express it or explain it in a way that is making sense. Going back to my child, he was assigned with a core board that resembles his image. Same as the color of the skin, kind of like a brownish color. It will feel that when he's looking at it, he's looking at himself doing the communication. And then with respect to the words, we have chosen one word a week to use in that core board. We are choosing the words based on his needs, and right now his needs are a safety concern, or one of our concerns is his safety. We are starting to teach him one by one word per week about safety. What do I mean by that? The word stop, for example. So there's a symbol there that says stop with the hand, stop. So we're trying to teach him that if it's dangerous, he needs to pay attention and use the word stop. So that's it. And then we point it out and then read it loud for him. So basically that's it. Sometimes if he needs help, there's a helping hand, kind of like trying to imagine there's a helping hand trying to reach out for a child. And then it says, the word says help. That's it. Simple, one word, no complexity. And later on, once the child progresses, they can create a sentence out of that core board. So I might do an episode of how to use it. So we're back to how to implement the core board. Create the next one after selecting your appropriate vocabulary and symbols. You have to create a user-friendly and personalized core board. So this is, I think, what I've discussed earlier. Once the vocabulary and symbols are selected, the next step is to create a user-friendly and personalized core board. This can be done by using a variety of materials such as a physical board, or a digital application. The core board should be organized in a clear and logical manner, making it easier for the child to navigate and understand its importance to consider the child's motor skills and visual preferences when designing the core board. 3. Integrating the core board into daily activities and routines. To ensure the effectiveness of the core board, it should be integrated into the child's daily activities and routines. This can be done by incorporating the use of the core board during playtime, mealtime, and their daily interactions. Caregivers and educators should model the core. You should model the use of the core board, encourage the child to use it to express their wants, needs, and thoughts. Consistency and repetition are key in helping the child become familiar with and comfortable with the core board. And implementing a core board for an autistic child can be a transformative experience because this, like I said, this will enable them to better communicate and engage with their environment. It's important to provide ongoing support, guidance, and opportunities to ensure the successful integration of the core board into their daily lives. So additional tips for using core boards, it should be accessible. Ensure that it is or it can easily be accessible to the child at all times. I saw a teacher make it as a shoulder bag and then hang it over on her shoulder so that it's accessible, which is kind of cool, right? You have an easily reachable core board when you need one. And then visual cues. Use visual cues such as pictures or symbols on the core board to enhance the child's understanding. I think I mentioned this. And then consistency. Maintain consistency in the layout or in the organization of the core board in itself. And then implementing strategies to encourage active participation. You can just use modeling. So you model the use of the core board by using it yourself during communication to the child. This will also show them how to effectively use the core board. Reinforcement provides positive reinforcements such as praise or rewards when the child uses the core board effectively. This will motivate them to continue using it and reinforce their communication skills. And third, individualized approach. You can tailor the core board to specific needs and preferences of the child. You can customize the core board by including symbols or pictures that are meaningful for them, thus increasing their encouragement and motivation to communicate. So in conclusion, core boards play a crucial role in facilitating communication for autistic individuals. They provide a visual representation of language and assist in developing communication skills. Core boards are designed to be customizable and can be tailored to meet the specific needs of each individual. By using core boards, parents and educators can create an inclusive environment that supports the learning and communication of autistic children. These tools can be used at home, in school, and in therapy settings, providing a consistent visual aid for communication. It is important for parents and educators to explore the benefits of using core boards in the learning process of autistic children. With proper guidance and support, these tools can help individuals express themselves, improve communication skills, and enhance overall learning. And when we understand the significance of core boards and their potential impact on autistic individuals, we can create a more inclusive and supportive environment that promotes effective communication and learning. So let's embrace the core boards, and this is a valuable tool for our children's education or educational journey.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember, that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong. Thank you.